Whatever You Do by Lynette Kittle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Do life's everyday responsibilities like loading and unloading the dishwasher cause you to mumble under your breath? Or do you find yourself grumbling about the mundane tasks you're assigned at work? Maybe it's the wear and tear of working weekly in the church's nursery or serving on the worship team. It's easy to grow weary in serving others, and even easier to become critical in thoughts and words, rather than to turn to God's word on how to respond in various situations. Still, God encourages you in Philippians 2:14 to do everything without grumbling or arguing. Let's look at some scriptural examples. Sadly, in Numbers 14:27, the Israelites' journey in the wilderness reveals a crowd of grumblers. So much so, it led God to respond with, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me?" Today, in a culture where being outspoken, critical, and argumentative is celebrated and admired, most may not even consider grumbling something to avoid. Jesus was the subject of grumbling too, when he went to the home of Zacchaeus. Luke 19:7 states, "All the people saw this and began to mutter, 'He has gone to be the guest of a sinner.'" In another situation where a crowd was criticizing him for some statements he made, Jesus confronted them in John 6:43, saying, "Stop grumbling among yourselves." Because fault-finding is so commonplace now, especially with the opportunities offered on the internet and through social media to express opinions, the majority of individuals may not know that Scripture strongly cautions people, as in James 5:9, to not grumble against one another. So how can each of us serve well? Rather than complaining about serving others at home, on the job, in church, or in your community, Scripture urges you in Ephesians 6:7 to serve wholeheartedly, as if you are serving the Lord, not people. Likewise, Colossians 3:23-24 encourages, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, knowing that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a result. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." Scripture reveals that the truth to serving well is to not look to people for your inspiration or reward, but to look to God. Doing so makes it easier to do everything in love, as directed in 1 Corinthians 15:14. So next time you're tempted to mumble, grumble, complain, or argue while serving others, instead, consider it as an opportunity to serve God. Focus on Him rather than the task, knowing He sees your heart and actions and will reward you for your service.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.